This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 5 weeks from tomorrow, Election Day. Although, yes, some people have already voted or will vote between now and then. The point is, this is crunch time for campaigns and the oh so many other groups that are spending money to get voters on their side. And they're trying to figure out right now how to spend tens of millions of dollars so they get the most bang for every one of those campaign bucks. That is true at this point in every election cycle, but this year, it's a little different, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Usually, the most sought-after target at this point in the campaign is the elusive creature known as the undecided voter, a focus that W. Mondale Robinson says doesn't make sense anymore.
And I know the world likes to believe this myth that we have these swing voters who jump from Democrats to Republican.
Robinson is head of the Black Male Voter Project.
That slither of the election is so small, it is not worth wasting money on. Voters vote the way they always voted, and they will continue to.
To an extent, he's right. At this point, the vast majority of voters have already made up their minds.
About 1 in 10 on either side of the aisle say that they're probably going to vote for a candidate, but they have not definitively made up their mind.
Ashley Kurzinger has been researching swing voters for the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Very few of them actually say that there's a chance that they would vote for the other party's candidate. More realistically, it's that these voters may not be motivated to vote at all in the 2020 election.
And some campaigns are willing to make that happen.
There is a tactic that is being used increasingly, particularly through social media, of discouraging your opponent's supporters from voting.
Mark Mullen is the founder of the nonpartisan group Turnout Nation.
So you're not trying to convince them to vote for you, but you're trying to convince the other supporters of the other people just not to turn out.
Even if people are already entrenched in their positions on the presidential race, there are other races that matter on ballots this year, points out Jonathan Bidlack at the R Street Institute. In congressional, state, and local races,
to have an opinion about someone, you first have to even be aware of that candidate. In the context of a congressional election, you may not have that same level of name recognition.
And there are plenty of ways to spend campaign money to build that name recognition. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.